This happened more than 50 years ago, but Bruin still had a sense of amazement in his voice as he described what they found. There was no suicide, no alcoholism, no drug addiction, and very little crime. They didn't have anyone on welfare. Then we looked at peptic ulcers. They didn't have any of those either. These people were dying of old age. That's it. Wolf's profession had a name for a place like Rosetto, a place that lay outside everyday experience, where the normal rules did not apply. Rosetto was an outlier. Wolf's first thought was that the Rosettans must have held on to some dietary practices from the old world that left them healthier than other Americans. But he quickly realized that wasn't true. The Rosettans were cooking with lard instead of the much healthier olive oil they'd used back in Italy. Pizza in Italy was a thin crust with salt, oil, and perhaps some tomatoes, anchovies, or onions. Pizza in Pennsylvania was bread dough plus sausage, pepperoni, salami, ham, and sometimes eggs. Sweets like biscotti and tiralli used to be reserved for Christmas and Easter in Rosetto. Now they were eaten all year round. When Wolf had dietitians analyze the typical Rosettan's eating habits, he found that a whopping 41% of their calories came from fat. Nor was this a town where people got up at dawn to do yoga and run a brisk 6 miles. The Pennsylvanian Rosettans smoked heavily, and many were struggling with obesity. If it wasn't diet and exercise then, what about genetics? The Rosettans were a close-knit group from the same region of Italy, and Wolf's next thought was whether they were of a particularly hardy stock that protected them from disease. So he tracked down relatives of the Rosettans who were living in other parts of the United States to see if they shared the same remarkable good health as their cousins in Pennsylvania. They didn't.